welcome to another episode of Sunday Podcast with Susan Abeta. It's good to have you on the show again, and today it's our Easter Sunday special. Welcome. So sometimes last week I was broken, I had little on me, but it got so good there was enough to eat, like unjewa, that's J, hair, something like that. So, but this particular evening, a neighbor was cooking, and I asked him to cook mine with it. Somehow, provision came for that night. I entered my room, I slept, and I totally forgot I had somebody to cook, to add my portion to what he was cooking. So, the next day, I just woke up, had my personal devotion, started work, and the friend came in, like my neighbor came in to return a pot. So my mind, he came to return a pot. So he left it on the gas and he left it on my gas and my gas cylinder. Then left and I was like, okay, fine. So the pot resembled my pot. So I was like, oh, maybe he borrowed my pot one time that I cannot remember. Then he came to return it. Like that. So that was it. I was so engrossed in work. So when it was my break time, I just like, okay, oh, let me step out to get peanuts so that at least we take Gary. And so my way back, the same neighbor who dropped the pot earlier in the morning asked what I plan to do with the peanut in my hand. I like, Gary o'clock now, what else am I supposed to do with peanuts? Then this man, I like, what about the food I brought for you this morning? I like, food? I said, I thought you returned my pot. Just walk up past and like, okay. So I entered my room, opened the pot, saw a proper meal inside it. Like, wow, thank you Jesus. I carried the food, warmed the food, sat down to eat, and that was it. Then I was like, wow. So I just, after eating, I was still my break, and so I went outside and like to just chit chat with my neighbor. I was like, ah, we to see, these are things that actually happen as believers. Sometimes we don't know that there are provisions for us, there are resources for us. The fact that we do not know, so we are unable to lay hold of it. And that happens. The fact that we are not exposed to some reality in Christ Jesus, we think they don't belong to us. We pray some blessings of faith that we have in Jesus are just for some people. We take it far away from us. It's so far away from us that we think, oh, this is not mine, this is not for me. But no. There is so much more that God has in plan for you and for me. So today, we're talking about all that I have in Christ. All that I have in Christ. He said God has given us all that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Our understanding of what Christ has done and what we have in Christ as a huge way of bringing us into fulfillment, as a way of bringing us into purpose, as a way of bringing us into a life that is complete, so that I've come that they may have life, they may have it more abundantly. But if you don't know that the life that you have is supposed to be abundant, you live a major life, you live so small within a circumference that it's just like you're supposed to be a controller of nations. But because you don't know you have the capacity to control nations, you are fixed in a box. You're trying to just manage. Okay, let me just manage this. Let me just try to do this. Like, okay, I think this will just make some sense. But no. Yes, there is so much more for you in Christ. And I've never settled for less. Because I know that's more that's found in Him. And we will never settle for less. We know that's more that's found in Him. It's in You, Lord. It's in You, Lord. We know that's more that's found in You. Because we have an understanding of more, we lay hold of it. So, I'll talk about three things that we have in God. that somehow, because of the activities around us, because of the pressure around us, because of many things, we don't know we have that capacity. There is strength in Christ. So I don't know about you. A man took us and walked all the way from the pilot to Golgotha, carrying his cross. Got help from Simon of Arimathea, and he carried the cross. And there is so much strength in God. Yes. He said, they that appear before God in Zion, they appear from strength to strength. So there is one thing you should know, that in Jesus you have strength. Yes, in Jesus we have salvation. There is no debate about that. In Jesus we have the propitiation for us, the forgiveness of sin. We are not debating that. In Jesus we have been transformed from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. We are not denying that, because that's our reality. We have experienced a transition. We have enjoyed the forgiveness of sin. But much more than us being forgiven, much more than us enjoying the light, much more than us accepting and living the abundant life, that there is strength in God. There is strength that I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. Oh, Susan, you're going to fail this. No, I'm not going to fail. Not because I cannot fail, but because I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Oh, Susan, you're struggling. No. I know I'm failing, but one thing I know is that I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. So in Christ, there is strength. I don't know what you're going through, but there is strength for you. BC, there is strength for you. GD, there is strength for you. Lawa, there is strength for you. There is so much strength in Christ. Another thing is excellence. He said, I have an unction from the Holy One, and by that unction, I know all things. So one of my reality as a child of God is that I am not stranded intellectually. I am not stranded on the job. I am filled with ideas and concepts, insights and facts, information that are timely, procedures and processes that are undebatable. Because what? I have an unction from the Holy One. By virtue of being a child of God, I have access to resources. I can live the abundant life, because I have an access to God that is unhindered. Another thing that is so beautiful, that is a beautiful part of the life we have in Christ, is sweetness, the love. Love made him do it. Love made him die for me. He took my place that I may live. So, you have all the love, all the sweetness in your life, in your heart to love. See, that love, you have excess of it. Jesus, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love. See, that excess love that Jesus has, you have it. You have that excess love to give, to enjoy. You have that excess love. Ah, this, oh no, ah, my heart is made up, I'm not gonna love again. Mm-mm. Relax. There is so much love and sweetness inside of you that you can love and love and love, because it's excess. That love is excess. You loved me when I didn't even care. Was so patient till I came. I'm running back into his arms. See how he turned my life around. Made me a brand new. I swear it to reveal. There is so much of God's love embedded inside of you that you can love over and over again. The love is excess, and so you can love over and over again. It's so much possible. So much possible to love over and over again. So there is so much for you in Christ Jesus. I just talked about 3 or 7 or 4. whatever, but layered by knowledge, so that you know what belongs to you and you layered on it. In Christ is earth for you. Yes, in Christ is abundance. There is a provision of God to have enough for every good thing. It's the abundance of God. So as we celebrate Easter, and okay, so I was in church today, yes, and there was this song that one of the worship leaders raised, and my God, it's the spirit of Easter for me. And the song is "Shout, O Zion, shout in triumph, that is now alive. Shout, O Zion, shout in triumph, Jesus is alive." But let me tell you what came to me. So I think I've been going through a lot of pain in the last 10 days. And so the song to me was now like, okay. Shout, O Susan, shout in triumph, pain is now a lie. Shout, O Susan, shout in triumph, Jesus is alive. So you're going to call whatever it is by name. You will not shout in triumph, because what is now a lie. You know what? Jesus is alive. Shout, O Zion, shout in triumph, that is now a lie. Shout, O Susan, shout in triumph, Jesus is alive. So we dance on an empty grave, we dance on an empty grave. I have overcome, you have overcome. We dance on an empty grave, we dance on an empty grave. We have overcome, we have overcome. So because we are triumphant in Jesus, we can sing victory, we can shout in joy, we can shout in triumph, because you know what? Jesus is alive. And because he's alive, we can do all things through Christ strengthening us. We have an unction from the only one, we know all things. And it is so beautiful to know that Jesus came for you. So you listen to this podcast, you just stumbled on it somehow. I just feel like, oh, what is this excitement about Jesus? What is this joy? Where is Jesus coming from? What about the pains, the stress around me? Why is there is so much joy in Jesus? There is so much joy. And there are tribulations, yes, they exist, but there is so much joy, strength, ease. There is so much guidance and light in Jesus. So that even when we seem to be in darkness, say, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will do what? I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yes, so we can be in pain because when there is comfort, we're not in it alone. Jesus is speaking to you today, and he wants you in his fold. He wants you to know the joy that is unending, the love that is everlasting, the peace that passes all human understanding. So that you too can say, shout in, shout, O Zion, shout in triumph, sin is now a lie. So you take your testimony, you personalize your experience with Jesus. I'm inviting you to this family of love, this body of Christ. We are so much, there's so much love for everyone. There's so much love for everyone. There's so much love for everyone. I believe you've heard something today. I believe something has just dropped in your heart. And you won't forget that so soon. You won't forget that one thing that has dropped in your heart so soon. So, Lord, we thank you because you've spoken to us again today. Thank you for the souls that have been won into your kingdom through this particular episode. I ask that they establish in the faith. I ask that you lead them to the body of Christ to which they would enjoy the family. Lord, we thank you because you, God, for in Jesus' mighty name of prayer. So this is Susan Abeta saying happy Easter to you all and enjoy your Easter Sunday. Every bit of it. Tomorrow, see you at Galilee and see you next week Sunday podcast with Susan Abeta, where we receive all that pertains to life and godliness. Bye.